I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole has leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat." And I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key said, watching it right and say, 'Can you see?' And it got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on, though. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waved from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. Cause she's been through the fire before. And I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning. We take her down every night. We don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her upright. On second thought, I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag.
Was a Spanish woodshed with three little kids and a mama. Papa died in 16.
All right, gather around, drag up the stool. It's time for Liberty Lounge. 2 full hours of classic country music with a splash of news thrown in for good measure. Let's take a break from the current trials and tribulations and try to start our weekend out on a lighter note. Liberty Lounge starts right now.
Now, since it's Friday, and just to show my appreciation, we'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again. You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know. My gloves.
I got $100 smoking in my billfold.
Quack, quack.
I know I ought to save it, but it's burning me. Right through my pocket and into my skin. Come Monday morning, I'll be broke again.
It's finally Friday, I'm free again.
I got my motor running for a wild weekend.
It's finally Friday, I'm out of control.
Forget the working blues and it's a good time to roll.
All we want to do is talk.
sleeper baby down the road. She's sitting on a radiant, rocking on gold. We'll dance up a storm and later on the night.
I'm sliding into home base again. We're took my
Wait, stop.
Okay. Took my lovely bride out to dinner tonight. We were kinda in a rush, but we made it back in time. So it is Friday, naturally, Liberty Lounge, the 10th of November. A little over a month and a half left of this year. Hard to believe. So it's Veterans Day. Actually, it's Veterans Day, the observed Veterans Day. Tomorrow is the actual Veterans Day. But since tomorrow is Saturday and we won't be doing a show, then we'll slip in a few songs tonight for that occasion. And welcome all you veterans, and thank you very much, past, present, future, for all of you that have served. We are eternally grateful for everything that you've done for us, and And I'm sure there's still a heck of a lot to do. So there will be veterans in the future that have never served in the United States military, but there'll be veterans nonetheless. And I think you know what I mean there. So, all right, let's kick this thing. I've got a few things to talk about tonight, but let's kick this off, and we'll be back here in a minute.
Saw her from a distance as she walked up to the wall. In her hand she held some flowers as her tears began to fall. And she took out pen and paper as to trace her memory. She looked up to heaven. The words she said were these. She said, Lord, my boy was special, and he meant so much to me. And though I'd love to see him just one more time, you see, all I have are the memories and the moments to recall. And he died for God's country in a place so far away. I remember just a little boy playing war since he was three. Lord, this time I know he's not coming home to me. She said, Lord, my boy was special, and he meant so much to me. And though I'd love to see him, but I know it just can't be. So I thank you for my memory and the moments to recall. But Lord, could you tell him he's more than a name on a wall? Lord, could you tell him he's more than a name on a wall?
Always one of my favorites. I love the Statler Brothers anyway, but boy, that song right there. It's a good thing I don't drink anymore. If I had a few beers in me and had to listen to that one, I'd fall apart. I wouldn't be able to do the rest of the show. So let me, I haven't looked in the chat room yet and see what's going on over there. Let me check us out and see what we got going on. Let's see here. DeTinker, Maddie, and Minnie. Mother is probably gone. She probably left her deal turned on there. NM Glock, Mountain Shooter, Yakima, Glock, Pumpkin Cat, Handful of Anonymous. Alright, good deal. You guys, you Anonymous, if it's your first time tuning in, well, we hope you come back and join us here from time to time. We're on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And Fridays typically is all music. We don't get into politics and stuff too much on Fridays, but we make up for it on Monday and Wednesday for sure. And the worse things get and the more things that are going on, well, the deeper we get into it. So let me get my crystal ball fired up here. Tonight, primarily what we're going to work on tonight is patriotic stuff and honoring our veterans. And so many good songs out there that are well-suited for tonight, but let me see if I had anything we wanted to throw in here for tonight. Oh, there's some good ones, but I think I'm going to hold off on those. I guess you've noticed that Feinstein and some of her bunch there are, quite a few of them actually, are looking at, they are introducing another assault weapons ban. It's going to be the 1994 version on steroids. And people are saying, oh, it's not going to pass. Trump's not going to sign it and all that. You know, there's a lot of ways we could go with that. I don't think Trump would sign it, but he has changed his tune a little bit on a few things. I support him wholeheartedly in everything that he does, and I'm sure he's going to make mistakes and do things that I don't like. But we are celebrating 1 year of Hillary Clinton not being our president. So whatever he does, but I know that there's going to be some things that's not going to do fare well with us. But the other problem is they're saying it can't pass. Well, I'm not so sure. With this latest church shooting and with the Las Vegas thing, you know, I think it was Amy I was talking to the other day about, it wasn't either. Some guy, I can't remember who it was, but anyway, don't matter. And I said, you know, every time that there's been some specific important anti-gun legislation going on somewhere, whether it's state level or federal level or whatever, there's been something happened in the news that has influenced that. I first noticed it. It probably happened many times before this, and I've told you this before. I first noticed it when they had that that schoolyard shooting in Stockton, California, and that was I'm probably preaching to choir here because I've said this more than once. That was a the beginning of the assault weapons ban in California. And then there was Columbine, the concealed weapons, Colorado's concealed weapon law was literally at that moment laying on the governor's desk. And it wasn't signed because of Columbine. And there's been numerous things that have happened. It's just, I think we talked about this just a little while ago, but anyway, I hate to think that the government has the capacity or maybe the lack of capacity to actually orchestrate some of these things that's going on. Now, I know we all want to blame it on ISIS and all this stuff, and quite possibly, likely, hopefully, that's what it is, exactly. But even if it is, you can rest assured that the Democrats are going to take, and a lot of Republicans now are getting on board. That's the problem, is that we're losing ground here because some of these things are so horrific. Especially these last two, so bad that we're starting to lose some of our supporters. So could it pass? Yeah, it could. Is it veto proof? Probably right now. But rest assured, they are working on it, and they're working on it hard, and this is not the last time we're going to see this. I can guarantee you that. So anyway, let's not ruin the whole evening with that. Let's go on here and listen to some other stuff.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming?
Oh, for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain,
for purple mountain majesties above the fruited plain,
from the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee,
across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea,
from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA.
Well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, God bless America. From sea
fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret.
I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole has leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat." And I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag."
Hey, the same way that my daddy did. When the stars and stripes and the eagles fly.
Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Uncle Sam, I just got your telegram, and I can't believe that this is me, shaken like I am. For it said, "I'm sorry to inform you."
All right, we're back here for a minute. We're going to kind of flood the place with patriotic music tonight. There's, hang on a minute. I'll keep this thing working here. There we go. Veterans Day, what, coincides with what? Normally November 11th, it also Armistice Day, Remembrance Day. There's, let's see. Celebrated in other countries that mark the anniversary of the end of World War I. Major hostilities of World War I were formally ended on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month in 1918. When the armistice with Germany went into effect, the United States previously observed Armistice Day. The U.S. holiday was named Veterans Day in 1954. And I always think of my stepdad, who I think of as more of my dad than my stepdad. I told you all the story before. He died on Father's Day of 2009. And what a patriot he was, too. World War II veteran. He was on the USS Kidd in the Navy. And he was aboard that when a kamikaze pilot hit it. And he never could really tell that story very good. Even at 80 years old, he got choked up so bad when he tried to tell it. But he got most of it spit out, but it didn't do well with that, even after, you know, 60 years after it happened. But can't really blame him either. I guess best I can decipher out of it, he lost a lot of good friends when that happened. And so to all those veterans, particularly, I mean, every veteran is precious to us. Every one of them, whether they served in combat or not, doesn't matter. The you know, if they weren't in combat, then they were there and they were sacrificing jobs and families and careers, you know, when they, you know, could have been doing other things. They chose to be in the service of our country, in the military. And, you know, all of us stood ready to go whenever we were called. So, but you still, be that as it may, you still have a kind of a special spot for the combat veterans. And you know, I don't want to take anything away from anyone that wasn't, but nevertheless, we kind of, it's, a lot of people get Veterans Day and Memorial Day confused also, and they're not the same thing. They don't commemorate the same thing. Veterans are for veterans, for all veterans. Wartime, peacetime, dead, living, future, currently serving, doesn't matter. All veterans. Memorial Day is strictly for those who have paid the ultimate price. They've made the ultimate sacrifice for their country and that have died either. I think that I think that, hang on a minute, I've got a thing going on here. Now I lost train of thought. Amy's got a new cat. I finally broke down and let her have a cat in the house, which I'm not typically wild about. But this is one of those. What kind of cat is this? A what? Devon Rex. Whatever that is. Anyway, my biggest thing for not having cats in the house is the shedding and stuff. And you can break them of getting on the counters and stuff like that, because I will not tolerate cats on the counters. This is a kitten. I know it's going to take a little while to train him. But cats belong on the floor, and that's where I want them to stay. But it's not so bad when they don't shed, like this cat supposedly don't. Then it's not so bad that they get on the furniture. So anyway, I told you all about the lady that lives down the road here that raises these Cheetos that are hypoallergenic and don't shed. And they're kind of a different kind of cat. Really, really pretty cats. As much as I dislike cats, generally speaking, these are beautiful cats. So let's get away from that. I would appreciate y'all would stand, remove your cover.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
Custer's last stand, and taps were sounding for all the brave men, while one lone survivor wounded.
60s somewhere. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to move on into a different format here, and we've got quite a few songs I want to play. I'm going to quit interrupting things with talking here for a little while. So, standard procedure, if you'll stay with me, we'll have about 5 or 6 seconds of dead air, and then we'll start a new deal. So stand by just a minute.
catch a Sentinel to mail a hay. He ain't good looking, but he sure can play. And there's CZ Top, and you can't forget that old brother Will is getting soaking wet. And all the good people down in Tennessee, you're digging Barefoot Jerry and CDB. Well, gather round, chill and get down. Well, you can get down, chill and get loud. Well, you can get loud, yeah, and be proud. Well, you can be proud, yeah, be proud to forever, cause South's gonna do it again. Yes, it is.
A teacher that I had. Now, I went through the seventh grade. I went to the seventh grade. I left home when I was 10 years old because I was hungry. And I used to, this is true. I work in the summer and I go to school in the winter. But I had this one teacher. He was the principal of the Harrison School in Vincennes, Indiana. To me, this was the greatest teacher, a real sage of my time, anyhow. He had such wisdom. And we were all reciting the Pledge of Allegiance one day. And he walked over, this little old teacher, Mr. Laswell was his name. Mr. Laswell, and he says, he says, I've been listening to you boys and girls recite the Pledge of Allegiance all semester, and it seems as though it's becoming monotonous to you. If I may I recite it and try to explain to you the meaning of each word? I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity, allegiance, my love and my devotion, to the flag, our standard, O glory, a symbol of freedom, wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United. That means that we have all come together. States. Individual communities that have united into 48 great states. 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose, and that's love for country. And to the Republic, Republic, a state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people, and it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people. For which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation, and justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. for all, which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance: under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer, and that would be eliminated from schools too?
Between them is our home. And we may have done fighting amongst ourselves, but you outside people best leave us alone. 'Cause we'll all stick together, and you can take that to the bank. That's the cowboys and the hippies and the rebels and the Yanks. You just go and lay your hand on a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, and I think you're gonna finally understand. And you never did think that it ever would happen again. In a very good future, you never did think that we'd ever get together again. We're damn sure cool. We're walking real proud and we're talking real loud again. In America, you never did think that it ever would happen again.
On a bayou down Louisiana way, you watch the cold fog drifting over San Francisco Bay. Have you heard a Bob White calling in the Carolina Pines, or heard the bellow of a diesel at the Appalachia Mines? Does the call of the Niagara thrill you when you hear her waters roar? You look with awe and wonder at her Massachusetts shore, where men who braved a hard new world first stepped on Plymouth Rock. Do you think of them when you stroll along a New York City dock? Have you seen a snowflake drifting in the Rockies way up high? Have you seen the sun come blazing down from the bright Nevada sky? Do you hail to the Columbia's rushing to the sea? Or are you headed at Gettysburg? Or struggle to be free? Have you seen the mighty Teton? Watched an eagle soar? Have you seen the Mississippi roll along Missouri's shore? Have you felt a chill at Michigan when on a winter's day her waters rage along the shore in thunderous display? Does the word aloha make you warm? Do you stare in disbelief when you see the surf come roaring in at Waimea Reef? From Alaska's cold to the Everglades, from the Rio Grande to Maine, my heart cries out, my pulse runs fast, the might of her domain. You ask me why I love her? I have a million reasons why. My beautiful America, beneath God's wide, wide sky.
was a lawyer once. His name was Francis Scott Key. He penned a song that I'm sure you're aware of. You've seen it. It's in most hymnals throughout our churches. It's called the National Anthem. It is our song as an American. We go, however, to a ball game. We stand in our church services and we sing the words of that song, and they float over our minds and our lips, and we don't even realize what we're singing. Most of us have memorized it as a child, but we've never really thought about what it means. Let me tell you a story. Francis Scott Key was a lawyer in Baltimore. The colonies were engaged in vicious conflict with the mother country, Britain. Because of this conflict and the protractedness of it, they had accumulated prisoners on both sides. The American colonies had prisoners and the British had prisoners. And the American government initiated a move. They went to the British and they said, "Let us negotiate for the release of these prisoners." They said, "We want to send a man out to discuss this with you." They were holding the American prisoners in boats about 1,000 yards offshore. And they said, "We want to send a man by the name of Francis Scott Key. He will come out and negotiate to see if we can make a mutual exchange." On the appointed day, in a rowboat, he went out to this boat and he negotiated with the British officials. And they reached a conclusion that men could be exchanged on a one-for-one basis. Francis Scott Key, jubilant with the fact that he'd been successful, went down below in the boats, and what he found was a cargo hold full of humanity, men. And he said, "Men, I've got news for you tonight. You're free." He said, "Tonight I have negotiated successfully your return to the colonies." He said, "You'll be taken out of this boat, out of this filth, out of your chains." As he went back up on board to arrange for their passage to the shore, the admiral came and he said, "We have a slight problem." He said, "We will still honor our commitment to release these men, but it'll be merely academic after tonight. It won't matter." And Francis Scott Key said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Well, Mr. Key," he said, "tonight we have laid an ultimatum upon the colonies. Your people will either capitulate and lay down the colors of that flag that you think so much of, or you see that fort right over there, Fort Henry? He said, "We're going to remove it from the face of the earth." He said, "How are you going to do that?" He said, "If you will, scan the horizon of the sea." And as he looked, he could see hundreds of little dots. And he said, "That's the entire British war fleet." He said, "All of the gunpowder, all of the armament is being called upon to demolish that fort. It will be here within striking distance in a matter of about 2.5 hours. He said, "The war is over. These men would be free anyway." He said, "You can't shell that fort." He said, that's a large fort. He said, "It's full of women and children." He says, "It's predominantly not a military fort." They said, "Don't worry about it." They said, "We've left them a way out." And he said, "What's that?" He said, "Do you see that flag way up on the rampart?" He said, "We have told them that if they will lower that flag, the shelling will stop immediately. And we'll know that they've surrendered. And you'll now be under British rule." Francis Scott Key went down below and told the men what was about to happen. And they said, "How many ships?" He said, "Hundreds." The ships got closer. Francis Scott Key went back up on top and he said, "Men, I'll shout down to you what's going on as we watch." As twilight began to fall, and as the haze hung over the ocean as it does at sunset, suddenly, the British war fleet unleashed. He says, "The sound was deafening. There were so many guns that there were no reliefs." He said, "It was absolutely impossible to talk or hear." He said, "Suddenly the sky, although dark, was suddenly lit." And he says, from down below, all he could hear the men, the prisoners, saying was, "Tell us where the flag is. What have they done with the flag? Is the flag still flying over the rampart? Tell us." 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours into the shelling, every time the bomb would explode and it would be close to the flag, they could see the flag in the illuminated red glare of that bomb. And Francis Scott Key would report down to the men below, "It's still up. It's not down." The admiral came and he said, your people are insane. He said, what's the matter with them? He said, don't they understand this is an impossible situation? Francis Scott Key said he remembered what George Washington had said. He said, the thing that sets the American Christian apart from all other people in the world is he will die on his feet before he'll live on his knees. The admiral said, we have now instructed all of the guns to focus on the rampart to take that flag down. He said, we don't understand something. Our reconnaissance tells us that that flag has been hit directly again and again and again, and yet it's still flying. We don't understand that. But he said, now we're about to bring every gun for the next 3 hours to bear on that point. Francis Scott Key said the barrage was unmerciful. All that he could hear was the men down below praying. The prayer. God, keep that flag flying where we last saw it. Sunrise came. He said there was a heavy mist hanging over the land, but the rampart was tall enough. There stood the flag, completely nondescript, in shreds. The flagpole itself was at a crazy angle, but the flag was still at the top. Francis Scott Key went aboard and immediately went into Fort Henry to see what had happened. And what he found had happened was that that flagpole and that flag had suffered repetitious direct hits. And when hit, had fallen. But men, fathers, who knew what it meant for that flag to be on the ground, although knowing that all of the British guns were trained on it, walked over and held it up humanly until they died. Their bodies were removed and others took their place. Francis Scott Key said what held that flagpole in place at that unusual angle were patriots' bodies. He penned the song, "Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming? O'er the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air gave proof through the night that the flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet fly and wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave? The debt was demanded. The price, it was paid.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting. Say, does star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave. That star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American. Forget the men who died, who gave that life to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to L.A., where there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that life to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her till today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this.
Out in the arena, all dressed up to the brim. Said he just came down from a place called Highland Rim. Well, he said he came to ride the horse, the one they call the Brute. But he didn't look like a cowboy in his continental suit. We snickered at the way he dressed, but he never said a word.
He walks on by the rest of us as if he hadn't heard. $1,000 went to the man that could ride this wild cayuse. I mean, a horse was never born than the one they called a brute. The horse that he was looking for was in chute number 8. He walked up very slowly, put his hand upon the gate. We knew he was a thoroughbred when he pulled a sack of dukes from the inside pocket of his continental suit. Well, he rolled himself a quirly and he let it standing there. Blew himself a smoke ring and he watched it disappear. We thought he must be crazy when he opened up the gate. Standing just inside was 1,500 pounds of hate. The buckskin tried to run him down, but the stranger was too quick. He stepped aside and threw his arms around the horse's neck. And he pulled himself upon the back of the horse they called a brute. Set like he was born there in his continental suit. The brute's hind end was in the air, his front end on the ground. Kicking and a squealing, trying to shake the stranger down. But the stranger didn't give an inch, he came to ride the brute. And he came to ride the buckskin in a continental suit. Well, I turned around to look at Jim, and he was watching me. He said, I don't believe the crazy things I think I see. But I think I see the outlaw, the one they call the brute. Ridden by a cowboy in a continental suit. The brute came to a standstill, ashamed that he'd been rode by a city cowboy in some continental clothes. The stranger took his money, and we don't know where he went. We don't know where he came from, and we haven't seen him since. The moral of the story, never judge by what they wear. Underneath some ragged clothes could be a millionaire. Everybody listen, don't be fooled by this galoot. This sure enough bronc buster in a continental suit.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see your glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage. And you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. Cause we'll put a boot in your ass, it's an American way. Hell, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And a statue of liberty started shaking. Yeah.
government, right? Okay, as a libertarian socialist, right, as you would know, the, you know, workers controlling the means of production, right, that's just like an economic thing. I don't believe in big government, right? I believe
you don't.
No government.
No government. So you're an anarchist.
Yes. I believe in voluntary hierarchy and democracy.
Okay, so wow. But let me ask you a question, in all seriousness. No. Here's the question. Here's a serious question though. What's preventing you from doing what the Amish do? Get off the grid and just go live like that right now.
Well, the Amish are religiously excluded.
No, forget the religious component.
Okay, well,
but the Amish are a great example.
It's incredibly difficult to just pick up everything that you have, leave, and go into.
So you want to tell me how to live?
No, I'm not telling you how to live.
No. You are, because you're arguing for a governmental structure.
A lack of one, rather.
So even a lack of a governmental structure will then make me live the way you want me to live. I'm not going to tell you how to live your life.
However you want. What I'm saying is that...
So you're okay with me having five houses and six yachts?
What I'm saying is that the society that I currently live in...
Answer the question.
I'm forced to... Wait, what?
You're okay with me having five houses and six yachts?
I'm not okay with you having them as if you are not using them.
Oh, not you. So all of a sudden you're now telling me how to live my life. I'm never going to tell you how to live your life, my friend. Why are you telling me how to live mine?
What I'm saying is that there are people that are literally starving, and that if you had extra houses and they literally just came and occupied the houses that you are not using, they are justified because you are being a massive asshole.
Being a massive asshole to not... So if someone forcefully takes away something that is sedentary not being used in that purpose, it is a rightful means of theft.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
So you don't believe in private property rights?
No, I do not.
You don't believe in private property rights, so we're getting somewhere. So you're not a libertarian, my friend. Libertarians believe...
I'm not a libertarian in the American... I'm not a libertarian in the capitalist sense. I'm not a libertarian in the American sense.
So stop using the word, because you're anything but it.
I was just out of the service, thumbing through the classifieds, when an ad that said old Chevy somehow caught my eye. The lady didn't know the year or even if it ran, but I had that $1,000 in my hand. It was way back in the corner of this old ramshackle barn, with 30 years of dust and dirt on that green army tarp. And when I pulled the cover off, it took away my breath. What she called a Chevy was a 66 Corvette. And I felt a little guilty as I counted out the bills. What a thrill I got when I sat behind the wheel. I opened up the glove box and that's when I found the note. The date was 1966 and this is what he wrote. He said, my name is Private Andrew Malone. And if you're reading this, then I didn't make it home. But for every dream that shattered, another one comes true. This car was once a dream of mine, now it belongs to you. Though you may take her and make her your own, you'll always be riding with pride.
Beth Malone. Well, it didn't take me long at all. I had her running good. I loved to hear those horses thunder underneath her hood. I had her shining like a diamond, and I'd put the rag top down. All the pretty girls would stop and stare as I drove her through town. The buttons on the radio didn't seem to work quite right, but it picked up that oldie show, especially late at night. I'd get the feeling sometimes if I turned real quick I'd see a soldier riding shotgun in the seat right next to me. It was a young man named Private Andrew Malone, who fought for his country and never made it home. But for every dream that's shattered, another one comes true. This car was once a dream of his back when it was new. He told me to take her and make her my own. I was proud to be riding with Private Malone. But one night it was raining hard, I took the curb too fast. I still don't remember much about that fiery crash. But someone said they thought they saw a soldier pull me out. They didn't get his name, but I know without a doubt it was a young man named Private Andrew Malone, who fought for his country and never made it home. But for every dream that shattered, another one comes true. This car was once a dream of his back when it was new. And I know I wouldn't be here if he hadn't tagged along. Oh, thank God I was riding with Private Malone.
People who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land.
Could see this was the greatest place on earth. But now the bottom's falling, the whole thing's going south. I owe more on this old house than it's worth. And if you can't see what's wrong, just turn your TV on. The rich are getting rich while the poor are getting poor. Getting less while the devil's getting more. Nobody's standing in his way. It's time for us to make a change and take back the USA.
for getting torn. I spit it out while the devil's getting more. Nobody's standing in the way.
And will forgive their sins and will heal their land.
He said, pardon me for being so bold. You got a cigarette that's already rolled. I gave him one and he's living his own good time. The smoke in that pool room hung like fog. When he talked, he sounded like a growling dog. He said, you care for a dollar on the 5 for 9. Now the man was ugly and his eyes were mean. His clothes were dirty, but his hands were clean. He held that stick like the mother holds the hand of a child. Well, I've been known to hustle a few. When the waitress said, is he playing you? And I said, yeah, bring me brandy. Want to buy? A little Red Parker, he was way in the back, taking quarters and handling racks. I told him, Red, come up here. Glue him up tight. That brandy had me feeling warm, so I tipped that waitress and checked her form. And I said, honey, you like a winner? She just smiled. I played like a man with a broken wrist. I won 2 and he won 6. And I had him set up, so I said, let's play for 5. By this time a crowd had gathered round just to see this fish and watch him drown. I told that waitress, more brandy, water by. Well, he went out and got a custom cue and he said, no offense to you, but I don't play off the wall with nobody but friends. It had gold initials and a leather grip, pearl and silver inlaid tip. He smiled at me and said, why don't we play it again? Well, I've never seen a man that walked who made those balls and table talk. They're speaking English. He sure didn't need my help. He broke the balls and kept that string for $187 in the ring. Till I gave up and said, friend, you're going to have to play by yourself. Well, he sacked it up and he walked outside. I strolled out just to watch him ride. There's a blonde that caddy built like the rest of that car. Boys in the pool room, they had him a laugh. And I hung it up, let it pass. Didn't have a thing but my elbows to put on that bar. The waitress smiled, says, water by. I took the charity and I thanked her class. And sitting there sipping, and I suddenly had me a thought. Unlucky gambler and lucky in love. I guess you know what I was thinking of. I said, waitress, honey, what time do you get off?
Hold your family name. You've got to stand for something. fall for anything. Now we might have been better off far on the bigger house if Daddy had done more giving in or a little more backing down. But we always had plenty just to live in his advice. Whatever you do today, you'll have to sleep with tonight. He'd say you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. I know that things are different than they were in Daddy's day, but I still believe what makes a man really has a chance. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
If I ever deceive her, she'd be gone before I could count in. I guess that I didn't believe her, 'cause look at the trouble I'm in.
She's gone, 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 gone. Why you won't bring her back? The more that I when I lost to heaven, I found. She warned me she'd leave and she left me before my first tear hit the ground. She's gone, 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 gone. Why you won't bring her back? The more that I
the clock's a reminder, she's 1 second farther from me.
She's gone, 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 gone. I won't bring her back. The more that I cry, the faster that train flies farther on down the
sat in that long line of barber chairs. And the sergeant asked him, son, would you like to keep your hair? He said, yes, sir, as he heard those clippers buzz and hum. And the sergeant said, well, hold out your hand, cause here it comes. Simplify. Do or die. So gung-ho to go and pay the price. Here's to leather necks, devil dogs and jarheads, Paris Island in July. Semper Fi. I sleep in my bed instead of a foxhole. I've never heard my boss tell me to lock and load. Ain't no bullet holes in the side of my SUV. Because the kid next door just shipped out overseas. Semper Fi. Do or die. So gung ho to go and pay the price. Here's to leather necks, devil dogs and jarheads, and Paris Island in July. Semper Fi. For the few that wear the dress blues, with haircut high and tight, who are proud to be the first ones in the fight. Semper Fi.
That ant that stood up to me.
Yeah, but we can forget about him.
Yeah, it was just one ant.
Ooh.
One ant.
Yeah, you're right. It's just one ant.
Yeah, boss. They're puny.
Hmm, puny? Say, let's pretend this brain is a puny little ant.
Didn't that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
Well, how about this?
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up.
Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life.
It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back.
You piece of dirt.
No, I'm wrong. You're lower than dirt. You're an ant. Let this be a lesson to all you ants. Ideas are very dangerous things.
You are mindless, soil-shoving losers. Put on this earth to serve us.
You're wrong, Hopper. Ants are not meant to serve grasshoppers. I've seen these ants do great things. And year after year, they somehow manage to pick food for themselves and you. So who is the weaker species? Ants don't serve grasshoppers. It's you who need us. We're a lot stronger than you say we are. And you know it, don't you?
Well, princess.
Hopper, I hate to interrupt, but,
You ants, stay back! Oh, this was such a bad idea.
You see, Hopper, nature has a certain order. The ants pick the food, the ants keep the food, and the grasshoppers leave. I'm so proud of you, Flick!
Yeah, yeah. Where are you going? They're just ants!
No!
Something's coming over me. Woman, you have got a hold on me. And the reason just might be you're so good to me. Somebody's doing me right. Somebody's holding me tight. Sharing my days and my nights. Somebody I really like. Just took a hold of my hand. You make me feel like a man. There's been a change in my life. Somebody's doing me right. It's alright. Oh yeah, it's alright. Set in my ways, thinking that love would only get in my way. But now I'm wanting to stay. I like this feeling of wanting to stay. Really, it's no mystery what brought all this change in me. You're the one who made me see how love was meant to be. Somebody's doing me right. Somebody's holding me tight. Sharing my days and my nights. Somebody I
As he said these words to me, all gave some.
Some gave all. Some stood through for the red, white, and blue, and some had to fall. And if you ever think of me, think of all your liberties and recall.
Some gave all. Sandy Cane is no longer here, but his words are oh so clear. They echo throughout our land. But all his friends who gave us all, who stood the ground and took the fall to help their fellow man.
Love your country and live with pride.
And don't forget those who died. America, can't you see? All gave some.
And some gave all. Some stood through for the red, white, and blue, and some had to fall. And if you ever think of me, think of all your liberties and recall.
Some gave all.
Yes, recall.
Some gave all. Some gave all.
so long, long road. From which there is no return. While we're on the way, live wild, not
back here. I hope everyone enjoyed our Veterans Day memorial, as it were, tonight. There's quite a few of our patriotic songs, a few other things slipped in here and there. And once again, I'd like to show my appreciation or express my appreciation for all the veterans out there, past, present, future, and especially the ones that have paid the ultimate price for the freedoms that we enjoy. People say that we're experiencing a lack of freedom at this point that is rivals 1938 Germany, and they're pretty close. You know, I agree, but we're still, I think, the best country in the world, and however bad it gets, we will get it back on track whatever cost. So I hope everyone has a good weekend, and we'll be back. I've got a lot to talk about Monday, so I hope you enjoy. Hang on.
Thanks for joining me tonight. Join me every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific for the fastest 2 hours on Internet radio, Liberty Lounge.
I've seen so many people laughing, dancing. Look at you. You're having fun.
Also join me Monday and Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific, 11 to midnight Eastern for the Shooting Bench. current events, guns, survival, politics, and so much more.
Is over. Turn out the lights. The part is over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The part is over. And tomorrow starts the same old thing again. Once I had a love undying.
And please join Miss Amy every Friday evening just before Liberty Lounge from 7 to 8 p.m. Pacific, 10 to 11 Eastern. Thanks for joining us, and good night.
I broke her heart so many times, had to have my party wine. Then one day she said, sweetheart, the party's over. Turn out the lights.